Eliyahu, the best minion of the week. Just the gadol story of the week. Most important part of our week. So, both very pertinent stories. The Beis Yisrael is a Rebbe of Ger after the Holocaust who helped revitalize Ger Hasidus. And they say that he mamish loved every Jew. He was always thinking about every Jew. So one time on Sukkot, he was sitting in his sukkah and a freezing wind blew into his sukkah. And he was very discomforted. But he wasn't surprised. He said, "From heaven, they're reminding me that I'm not sufficiently distressed by the plight of the soldiers sleeping in their northern cold on the Lebanese border." So if the Beis Yisrael was thinking about the soldiers on a cold Sukkot night, so all the more so we should always be thinking about, on these freezing cold January days, we should be thinking about our chayalim who are protecting us. Hashem is protecting us, but they're helping. Should always be davening for them and having them in mind. That's good. Inspiring story number one. Inspiring story number two is a guy named Rabbi Tarfon, and he had a mom, and they were taking a walk on Shabbos, and this Rabbi Tarfon's shoes broke. I mean, his mom's shoes broke. So he decided to take his hands and put them under his mom's feet to be the shoes for his mom. So much did he respect his mom and want to do kibbutz av. And the rabbi said that even if he would have done that 1,000 times, it wouldn't have reached half of what's expected of a person for kibbutz av. So for those of us who have our folks here, our moms and dads, definitely put your hand under their feet if they're cold. Stop. You show them a lot of respect. Shkayah. If anybody wants his breakfast, there's breakfast in the back for anyone, and in about 3 minutes, we're going to do